Praise the Lord this morning. Hallelujah. Father God, may you touch every ear to hear, every eye to see your Shekinah glory. And I pray, Father God, that, Father, that whoever listens to this podcast be blessed abundantly in Jesus' name. Bind up every evil spirit and mighty spirit, try to come and steal the seed. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Glory be unto God, saints. Glory be unto God. Today we want to talk about the power of prayer. Oh, glory be unto God. Some things getting ready to change in your life because of your prayer life. Your prayer life is going to change some things in your life. And I'm talking about me as well. Hallelujah. Now, if you begin to look at the first thing I want to talk about is, you know, increase by self-denial is going to be number one. Matthew 17:21 is going to be your reference. Matthew 17:21 is going to be your reference. Amen. This is where the more that you deny yourself, you're increasing, okay, within self. You're increasing Christ. You're increasing God in your life. And this is very important because this is the one that is bringing more power to your prayer. Number two, we're going to talk about it depends upon your faith. Matthew 21:22, it says, in all things whatsoever ye shall ask in prayer, believing ye shall what? Receive it. In Jesus' name. Do you believe it? Do you believe it? Amen. Then now I want to get into the third thing. The third thing, unlimited to those who abide in Christ. John 15:7, it says, if ye abide in me and my words abide in you, ye shall ask what ye will and it shall be done unto you. Unlimited, okay, prayer, unlimited power of your prayers getting ready to happen if you remain in Christ. If you stay in Christ, that's what the word abide means. Amen. And then the very next thing that makes prayer, this power of prayer, more effective is going to be when you bring praise after you pray. Come on. Acts 16:25, it says, and at midnight, Paul and Silas prayed. And they did what? Saying what? Praises unto God. And the prisoners heard them. And then it says, and suddenly there was a great earthquake, so that the foundation of the prison was shaken, and immediately all the doors were opened and everyone's bands were loosed. Amen. So you're getting ready to come into an area in your prayer life that's going to bring some power to unlock doors that seem to be locked. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ. And then to prove this, James 5:18, it says, and talking about it was manifested in Elijah's life, Prophet Elijah, where it says, and he prayed again, and heaven gave rain, and the earth brought forth her fruit. Amen. Because remember, he prayed, and it was stopped raining for 3.5 years. Amen. But now he prayed, and rain came to produce fruit. So this is your moment. This is your season. This is your time. This is your turn to pray, because now you're in the power to pray. You increase denying yourself. Amen. Oh, glory be unto God. Ain't that beautiful? That you're going to be able to talk to God and he's getting ready to release some stuff in your life that you never knew that was always there in your life. Something's happening when you start talking to God. I'm talking about me. I'm talking about you. Let's get our prayer life straight. Let's deny ourselves, because it ain't about you. It's not about us. It's about Jesus. Amen. All right. Glory be unto God. I hope that this helps someone today. Let's go forth. If it's anybody here that does not know Christ, repeat after me. God, I am a sinner, and I ask you to forgive me of my sins. I do receive, believe, and accept your Son, Jesus Christ, as my Lord and Savior in my heart, in Jesus' name. And I believe that if you said that simple prayer, you meant it, that you are saved. You have an inheritance waiting for you. You need to talk. Call me, 470-458-8748. It's Apostle Vincent Williams, Touch the Air Phone Heart Ministry, Prophet Finnicky Tate Williams. We're here for you as well as you're here for us. All right. We bless God's name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.